Excited delirium isn't a well-known term, but it's been used in descriptions of dozens of officer-involved deaths across the country. It's a term that two major medical groups criticize, saying it's not rooted in sound medical science. But despite that, many medical examiners continue to list it as a cause of death. In a new piece for WisContext, our next guest took a closer look at excited delirium and how it was at the center of a recent case here in Wisconsin. Haley Sperling is the engagement editor for WisContext. Haley, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about this concept of excited delirium. It's controversial, we'll get into that, but in general, what does that mean?
So excited delirium is essentially a illness brought on by either a pre-existing mental illness, or usually accompanies the use of stimulants like cocaine or methamphetamines. Its symptoms typically include an extremely elevated body temperature, so, you know, up past 100 degrees, very, very inhuman amounts of strength. So being able to hold back four people at once, intolerance to pain is some, and then usually it comes with paranoia and just general delusion.
Before we dig into the controversy about this, how this is used, how it's diagnosed, let's talk about a Wisconsin case you talked about,
right?
Adam Trammell.
Yeah. So Adam Trammell was a Milwaukee man who died back in May 2017. And essentially what happened with his case was that a neighbor called the police essentially for a well-being check-in after he had knocked on her door naked and said something about the devil coming and his brother. And she, you know, was concerned about him harming himself, essentially. He didn't have any weapons or anything, which is important to note. But police arrived, and instead of just waiting for someone to come open the door, they knocked down his door to his apartment, found him naked in his bathroom, in the shower, and essentially he didn't respond to any of the police's requests to, you know, do as they were saying. So they ended up using tasers on him upwards of a dozen times. There's kind of dispute of whether it was 15 or 18 times. Either way, it's many times to be tased. But yeah, so he was essentially knocked unconscious by that, and the police brought him out of the bathtub. They got the EMTs to come, and they essentially gave him these, like, calming drugs, which are used to treat excited delirium in many cases. So things like ketamine have been used in the past, and he was brought to the hospital, but essentially pronounced dead within minutes.
And the ruling was he died of this excited delirium.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this is where it gets controversial. A lot of medical organizations don't recognize excited delirium as a valid diagnosis. A lot of medical examiners do, and emergency room physicians, their organization does. So why is there an argument about whether this is a thing?
Right. So it's really controversial, and there's still no one solid answer. You'll kind of hear different things depending on who you ask. So excited delirium is not recognized by the American Medical Association or the APA. But yeah, like you said, a lot of, you know, ER doctors recognize it, and Police Chief Association also recognizes it. But what it really comes down to, again, is who you ask and what they're saying. So some people will say that it's not a valid, you know, syndrome or anything, and it's simply used to cover up excessive use of force, mostly by police. So in the case of Adam Trammell, when tasers were used, that was a really big, you know, point of controversy of, did this man have excited delirium, or was this death and these syndromes, or these symptoms rather, a result of the taser use?
Talking to Haley Sperling, engagement editor for WisContext.org, about a diagnosis called excited delirium, deaths of people and encounters with police, and the role of tasers. And Haley, let's get into the taser issue. People are looking at this and saying, wait, excited delirium is coincidentally, often diagnosed after someone has been on the receiving end of police tasers.
Right. So it's been a big issue. And this, again, is where a lot of the controversy comes in, is that the taser industry, Taser International, goes around and, you know, they send out pamphlets to various organizations explaining symptoms and how to recognize excited delirium. They host trainings on how to, again, recognize excited delirium. And so they're trying to make it a known condition and bring more light to it. However, a lot of the critics and opponents will just say this is them trying to, you know, shield themselves and cover themselves from any sort of wrongdoing, because when excited delirium is listed as a cause of death, it essentially shields the taser industry from being, you know, prosecuted in any sort of cause of death.
And are medical examiners receiving these trainings, and are they concerned if I say this is death by taser, is that going to bring a lawsuit against me?
Yeah, there has been some indications of that actually happening, which, you know, is interesting to look at. I'm not sure how many of these documentations have occurred, but it is something that the medical examiner community is one that is on the side of excited delirium, in that, you know, it is a real and observable condition. So it comes down to who is kind of serving their own self-interest and who is trying to, you know, just uncover the facts of what happened.
Right. A case to be made for people arguing that some of these cases are excited delirium might be, it's not that tasers are causing these deaths, it's that tasers are likely to be used in a case with somebody with excited delirium if, in fact, the diagnosis is resistance to pain, apparently abnormal strength, erratic behavior. That might lead to more taser use for someone who's suffering from this condition.
Right, exactly. And so one of the arguments is that, you know, excited delirium can exist, but the use of police force exacerbates the condition, and if not recognized and treated relatively quickly, then it will end in death. It is important to note, however, in Adam Trammell's case, he did exhibit some symptoms of excited delirium, you know, being non-responsive to police commands and whatnot, but he didn't exhibit others, you know, such as the resistance to pain. He was very clearly in a lot of pain when the police used their tasers on him. And you can see that through the body camera footage that's been published.
And I think it was in your piece you wrote that some police departments are trying to take a step past this debate in some ways and say, okay, excited delirium, if it's real, how can we react to this better?
Right. And so there are trainings put in place for excited delirium. And a lot of, you know, police will inform their staff about what it is and how to recognize it. So it's not something that people are just encountering on the fly. It's something that police should technically be trained for and trained to recognize. But again, that also comes with the fact that police might not have the ability to wait for EMTs to arrive to administer proper medication in order for someone to calm down, you know, before this person can go away and, you know, cause harm to themselves or anyone else.
And let's bring this back to Wisconsin at the end. What have you heard from officials in Wisconsin in the Adam Trammell case and in about excited delirium in general?
So ultimately, in Trammell's case, the Milwaukee County District Attorney decided not to charge the officers involved with any wrongdoing or in Adam Trammell's death. So inciting excited delirium as a cause of death, that was part of his reasoning for not charging these officers. However, the Trammell family is countering that and suing the county. Their attorney, one of their attorneys, Robin Shello, had said, you know, this is clearly not the case, citing that, you know, he was in pain in his final moments. And it's just something that's hard to see and hard for this family to go through, hard for anyone to go through. So it's, again, there's really no clear cut answer in this issue and in this case specifically as well.
Haley, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Haley Sperling is the engagement editor for WisContext.org. She was with us to talk about her latest piece for WisContext, looking at the controversial use of the phrase excited delirium in cases of death following an arrest.